This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Anheuser-Busch InBev posted nifty earnings today, driven by strong sales in places like Brazil and South Africa and Australia. In places like America, though, not so good, as flagship brands Budweiser and Bud Light keep losing market share. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that one.
The owner of Budweiser can throw all the Game of Thrones Super Bowl ads at us that it wants.
Sun's out. Got my lucky loincloth, cold Bud Light, comfy throne. I don't have the plague anymore.
Look, it's the Bud Light!
But American consumers keep dropping the company's best-known beers. Anheuser-Busch InBev's leading U.S. brands lost about 0.5% market share in the second quarter, continuing a decade-long decline, says Eric Shepard at Beer Marketers Insights.
In 2008, it was just below 49 share, and we estimated at about 41 in 2018. It's been the erosion of the mainstream brands, Bud Light and Budweiser.
Shepard says domestic competitors like Coors have also lost ground. Economist Bart Watson at the Brewers Association describes the main trend in the U.S. beer market as premiumization.
Demand for more variety, brands from small and independent local brewers. People are trading up. They're generally drinking a little bit less, but drinking a little bit better.
And these premium alcoholic beverage-seeking drinkers are looking to try exotic and unexpected flavors, says beer writer Joshua M. Bernstein.
If I tell you this beer tastes like raspberry pie or a chocolate peanut butter stout, you're automatically going to have a flavor or a mental association in your head.
And Bernstein says consumers increasingly want to sample these craft brews in local tap rooms, which is also shifting drink volume away from the mainstream brands. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.